Well, good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. My name is Anthony Moore. I serve as the senior pastor of Carolina Church, located in Fort Washington, Maryland. You are on the Carolina Prayer Call Line, and I'm grateful for your presence on this morning, and thank you for exercising the gift that God's given unto us to focus on His Word. Listen, I have been working through and talking with you and trying to arm you with Word surrounding the promises of God, specifically trusting in those promises. And so I want to continue today, as I have, arming us with information and Word about the promises of God, that you might be able to claim, that you might be able to, in fact, rightly understand that which God is making available to us. So I want to continue our teachings on this whole idea around promises, as we will then go right into prayer, praying for those persons who have access to intercede on their behalf and even interceding on your behalf. Here's what I want you to know as we start this particular process on today. A promise is only as good as the integrity of the person making the promise, or the worth of a promise, or the authority and power to execute the fulfillment of the promise. Let me give that to you again. I want to make sure you get this. A promise is only as good as the integrity of the person making the promise, or the worth of a promise, or the authority and power to execute the fulfillment of the promise. God is the most reliable and trustworthy and powerful person in the universe, so we can confidently count on His promises. We can expect all the promises of the Lord to be yes and amen in Christ. We can take the Father at His word, because His word is true and He does not change. In 2 Corinthians 1 and 20, for all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. I need you to know that He is who He is, and He does what He has said He will do. He has all the wisdom and power needed to execute the promises for His children. In Psalm 33 and 9, the psalmist writes, "For He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." Revelation 3, verse 7 tells us, "The Lord is true, and His promises are sure." When we pray out of knowledge of His promises, we can pray with expectation for the answer. And this is exactly what the Apostle John meant when he writes unto us in 1 John 5, verse 14 through 15. He says this, "Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He will hear us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him." Now, of course, if we do not know His promises, we will not be able to confidently go before Him in expectant faith to receive the manifestation of His promises. But as we grow in knowledge of his promises in the word, we will receive a deeper faith, which will result in a life of trust and obedience, because faith doesn't come from information, but from deeply dwelling upon the word of God. Now, I started giving you all promises, and I've given you promises around salvation, promises for forgiveness of sin, new creation in Christ, the Holy Spirit within us, faith, promises around the children of God, the of answered prayer, promises around victory against temptation, the love and care of God, promises on trustworthiness of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God, the sovereign power of God, promises around the guidance of God, the peace and his presence with us, comfort and protection and power of God to grow in Christ's likeness. And the last one I gave you on last week was promises to bear fruit. Allow me to pick up here on today and give you some additional promises that you can place in your arsenal, so you can be armed with the promises of the Lord, that as you pray, you can confidently pray unto the Lord, knowing that his promises are yes and amen. So today, let me deal with the promises of one, blessing of meditating on his word. The promise of blessing of meditating on his word. In Psalm 1, verse 1 and 3, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoffers or the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night, and he is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in seasons, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. There's a promise also for hope and perseverance, that's found in Romans chapter 5, verse 3 through 5. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. There's also a promise in God is working for our good and his glory and purpose. The promise that God is working for our good and his glory and purpose. It's in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good of those who are called according to his purpose. There's also a promise for his power in our weakness. His power in our weakness. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For by my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. He also gives us the promise of the power of God's word, the power of his word, the power of his word, found in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. There's a promise for the authority of God's word, the authority of God's word, found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All scripture is breathed out by God, and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. There's also a promise for the blessing of all nations. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. There's a promise for the gospel to all nations, found in Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Here's my last promise I want you to be armed with. It's the promise of the new heaven and new earth, dwelt with God for eternity. This is the promise regarding the new heaven and the new earth, dwelling with God for eternity. Here's what it says, you all. It says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth has passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. So, Pastor, what do we do now with these promises? What do we do with these promises? Hey, listen, you all, stay tuned to next week as I will arm you with more information about what do we do now that we have all of these promises, that you've given us all of these promises. What do we do? And this, my brothers and sisters, is just some of the promises of God. But there are many others that apply to our lives that we have to begin to apply in a practical way. And I want to share with you next week, if the Lord delays his coming, what do we do now with the promises that you've armed us with? My brothers and sisters, I need us to spend time praying, if you don't mind, for persons who have sent in prayer requests. Jackie Thomas, we're praying. And Deacon Sharon Durham, Brother Gary Davis and Mary Davis, Deacon Evelyn Mack. We're praying for Sister Martina Baxter. She was with us in worship on this past Sunday. We're grateful for her presence. We're praying for Velda Jones, continual healing. We're praying for her granddaughter. We're praying for Elois Dix. We're praying for Deacon Ruby, who returned back to treatment to continue her treatment for her cancer. We're believing God to heal. Robert Briggs, we're praying for him today, who has some prostate concerns. We're believing God that God will go before him. We're praying for Evelyn Baltimore and her daughter, Shayna Baltimore, who was admitted into the hospital, believing God for them. We're praying for Sister Cam Mae Jackson's uncle, whose name is Roland Jackson. We're lifting him in prayer. We're praying today for Gary Barty and his family. We're lifting Gary Barty and the family in prayer. We're praying for Sean Dolly. We're believing God for healing in her mind, her heart, because we know that God is a mind regulator. Jessica Dolly, we lift in prayer for healing. India Dolly, we're praying for guidance today. For Andre Dolly, who's seeking the mind of Christ and covering. We're praying today for Pastor Stephen Tucker, and we're praying, God, for Pastor George Gilbert. We are lifting in prayer Pastor Thurm James of the Bethany Baptist Church. We are praying today for pastors and churches all over this land. We're praying today for you, my brother, my sister, whoever you are who's on this call. I'm believing and lifting you before the very throne room of God for your needs and for those that are connected to you. I pray today for the names I don't have, For the names I should have, I'm praying even now because God knows who they are. Would you join me for the next minute or two? Let's just bombard heaven with our prayers for those persons whose names have been called, for those persons whose names we didn't know the call, believing that God knows us so well that he already knows what we need even before we ask. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stretch our hands to thee. No other help we know. If thou withdraw thyself from us, God, where shall we go? We're so grateful today, God, that you have touched us with the finger of love and have awakened us to see a new day. It's a brand new day, and you have adorned us with new mercies because you give unto us new mercies every morning. Father, we recognize that we don't deserve what you are doing for us. But Lord, we in fact know it's out of your grace and out of your mercy. So a few of your believing children have come this morning asking you to forgive us for our sins, God, for they are many. For we have done what you told us not to do, and we left undone those things you told us to do. And so, Father, we come to you asking for forgiveness. We ask you for forgiveness. Please forgive us, God, for the thoughts that we had that were not like you, for the actions that we did, God, that you in fact have instructed us in your word not to do, for the things you told us to do, Father, that we have left undone. Now, Lord, would you give us a clean slate? You said in your word that you would in fact forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We pause today to thank you for your blood that washes us whiter than snow. Thank you for your blood that cleanses us, God, from your sins. Thank you for what Jesus did on the cross. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you for the blood. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for giving unto us salvation, giving us a chance to spend eternity with you. Thank you for giving us another opportunity. Thank you for the healing that you place in our bodies, God. Thank you for what you're going to do in the future. Thank you for the deliverance, God, that's coming forth, and for every name that we've called, for every need that has been outlined today in this prayer call, and for those that I didn't know to outline, but you already know about them. I'm asking you, God, to meet the needs. I ask you because your word said you would supply all of our needs. Now, God, we wait on you. We stand by believing, God, that you, in fact, God, have the power to do what you said in your word you would do. Thank you today, God, for just making a way for us. Now, Lord, as we close this prayer, would you go before us today? Please, God, come. Go before us. Stand before us. Walk before us. Come beside us, God. We invite you. We invoke your presence, God. We dare not do anything without you. So, Lord, do it today for us. God, come beside us. And we promise, God, that as you bring us through whatever we're going to go through, and we'll give you all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor, because it belongs to you, God. You are our God. You are our Father. We are your children. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and all the people of God said amen. God bless you all. Thank you so very much. I've given you word, given you principles that I've armed you with that you can place in your arsenal. Now listen, get on your mark, get set. Let's grow. I want you to have a great day on purpose. Know that we love you much. God bless you.